Sponsors of the show, first and foremost, we have BetMGM. They've been a sponsor since the very beginning, and I do appreciate that every day. If you want to do some sports betting in the state of Iowa, just download the app. You download the app, you go in, you fill out your information, you deposit some money into your account. As quick as that, you can always check their specials, their Steen. If you put in Steen 100, you can. I know the specials that are coming up, not this week, but the first of next week, is there are baseball games and NBA games. If you do a money line wager on either, which means you just pick a team that you want to win, do a money line wager. If either team hits a three or either team hits a home run, you win $100 in free bets. That's a pretty good deal right there. Just remember, please gamble responsibly. Only gamble what you're willing to lose, because it happens quite often. They are very good at what they do. They're very good at setting their lines. I did over the weekend. I went 9-1. I've never gone 9-1, and I just barely. No, I didn't barely. I lost pretty big on the one I lost. So it wasn't barely. I was 9-1. So I was pretty excited about that. Also, we have Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. They have many locations across the state. You can find one wherever you go. Right now, they have a finance your new car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV, or refinance from another financial institution. And you can receive 1% of your loan as cash back up to $250. That's pretty cool. You can apply online today at your convenience and know instantly if you're pre-qualified. You can open your accounts online as well. I'm kind of hoping you go in and you say, hey, Steen sent me. I needed to come here. I needed to see what it was like. He says how great, and you offer everything that I could want in a bank. Absolutely. Key thing that he said is everybody in here is amazing and do their jobs at a top-notch level, and that's why I'm here. Tell him that. It'll help you and me, and it'll make it all good. Northwest Bank, member FDIC. I appreciate them very much, too. As I do with Built Bar, Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Low in carbs, low in sugar, low in calories. It is 9 delicious flavors. My favorites are salted caramel and peanut butter brownie. My wife likes, it tastes like a Mounds bar. That's her favorite. That's what it is. It tastes like a Mounds bar. You can go to BuiltBar.com and use code CHAMP10 for 10% off your first order. You order a case. I am waiting for another case to magically show up in the studio, because I am ready. Your taste buds will love you for it. They are both delicious and nutritious. Wow, they are so good. I was going to quickly give you... No, I'll save that for the last segment. I was going to give you my bets, but I'm going to hold off. One of the big things that's going on today, the NCAA is running out of time. There are six states, I do believe six. Let me give them a quick count. Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, New Mexico. There's five. Will allow name, image, and likeness on July 1st. That in there kind of is the problem for the NCAA, because then the NCAA and who they oversee, you have six states that have an unfair advantage in recruiting athletes. You'll have a recruiting disparity with benefits for athletes beyond anything the NCAA legislation has proposed. I've said this before, and this is it's not just a gripe with the NCAA, but their board of directors are presidents of universities. Their board of governors are presidents of universities. One of the key things about last year during COVID, the NCAA lost $800 million from COVID. Now, let's say one of the NCAA's biggest sponsors is, I don't know, it's not, I'm just going to say this, it's like Ford, Dodge, Chevy, something like that. And now, if you're Ford and your favorite team is the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, why would you give $300 million to the NCAA? Why wouldn't you just give $10 million to Notre Dame? You just have some really interesting things that can happen. There's no way the NCAA as a governing body can get this figured out before July 1st. They've been waiting on Congress to do it. I mean, come on. They can't agree on anything. No one's going to do anything in general like that. And they also didn't like the questions when they went in front of Congress. So the NCAA pretty much knows that they're going to lose, and they're going to write legislation that's going to not be in the NCAA's favor. So they're just kind of in a really bad place right now. It is just, I don't know. I don't know. Here's a really funny thing. So let's just take someone like Jamie Pollard or Bob Bowlesby. I mean, they're athletic directors, and they deal with budgets like this. You set us in a room and you go, okay, we need to figure this out. I wouldn't know where to start because here's a really funny thing, and a lot of this comes to the transfer portal too, and it was brought to my attention through reading this article. The transfer portal only extends to a few of the sports. I believe, and I don't know how many of the sports, I tried to find that out, but I couldn't click through enough indexes to get there as quickly as I needed to. But it's pretty much the transfer portal and not being able to leave a school without sitting out a year is in the five biggest revenue-making sports in college. So let's take, for example, if you play men's tennis at Iowa State, Drake, UNI, Iowa, or women's tennis, or men's golf or women's golf, I don't know if you have to sit out a year if you transfer. I don't know if that rule is, it's not an NCAA rule. As a whole, I don't think it is. I think in some of the sports, you don't have to sit out. I'm gonna go through here and I'm going to find that. They've said it in here in a couple of different places. One of the guys that was in there is an assistant professor and president of the Drake Group, an organization focused on reform, said the membership of the NCAA could have solved the name image likeness months ago. One Power Five administrator asked about the possibility of a national name image likeness standard by July 1st, called it fleeting. The head of the nation's most powerful amateur body calling for transformative change is less about his words and more about how it eventually happens. It's not clear how quickly NIL legislation could be passed if it moves in the traditional manner. I don't think they have anything that they do quickly, and there's way too many rules. And it's just some of the stuff that's in there too. And this was one. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby pointed out how it was once an NCAA violation to offer condiments for training table breakfast foods. We are capable of getting ourselves in a cold sweat whether we get cream cheese on our bagels. You can wring your hands of all you want. There will be some who abuse it. You just have to make sure the assumption is cheating's going on now, and it'll probably continue when we continue on if we get name, image, and likeness. I don't have an answer, but here's the thing that I do have an answer on. I think there's enough smart people in college sports. I think there's enough college athletes that you could bring in and put them together and say, let's sit down and let's talk about this. Let's try to figure out some way that we can put something in place, do a 24-month moratorium. This is what we're going to do for 24 months. You can go out and you can see if you can get up to this amount. And just try to figure out what happens. Just opening up these five states is not gonna work. And I don't know how you stop those five states from already doing this. And I think the biggest I think that it was in all, I don't know if it was in all 50 states, but it was in the legislatures of all, a whole lot. And they didn't do anything with it because they were expecting the NCAA to do that. Now that's politicians. They were expecting, and then the NCAA in return was thinking that the NCAA, the legislators were going to take care of all this, and neither one did. And that's not surprising. So here we are. We are less than 60 days away. We are, what, 52 days away from this happening. And I have Caitlin Clark coming on in the next segment, along with Kevin O'Hare. And it's something I'll want to ask her. She has a platform if she wants it. She is one of the most popular college basketball players in the country. She has a lot of people that follow her. She has a lot of people that now know who she is, and with that comes power. And she has someone at school with her, and Jordy Bohannon, who has always had a clenched fist when it came to the NCAA and punishment and all of that. And you know, I think that is the way out, is you have to find student athletes, brilliant student athletes, which they're all over, and get them together and say, this is what we need to do. And it's time for you guys to quit worrying about, you know, how much money institutions and you are all making, and try to figure out what's best for the student athletes. And on top of that, figure out a way that men's sports and women's sports can be more even, because they're not even now. They're probably 80-20. How do we get it to be 70-30? How do we get it to be 60-40? You know, that's what we're looking for. I'm not there in no way until we figure out a better way to look at how we can make it more even. They make more money than women's sports do. But I don't think that's women's sports' problem. It's the fact that they don't take it out there and commercialize it as much as they do the other. The other thing that hampers the women's NCAA is they don't have football. If here's the bottom line of all of this: the NCAA, if they didn't have football, we wouldn't be worrying about any of this, because I don't know how NCAA sports would be played. Because everything they do is made off of football. Think about not having football at its fullest and not having the NCAA tournament last year. $800 million. That's what the NCAA lost last year. $800 million. I don't know how you get that back. And cutting programs seems to me not to be the answer. The one thing I don't see the NCAA doing, I don't see them getting into the sports betting world. That gets way too tedious and trying to make sure, as much as they look out after the NFL and keep a close eye on contacts between, you know, conflicts with betting and they watch things closely, the NCAA is so big. You know, that's the one thing I give them credit for. It is a huge organization. But the NCAA has had, they had 5 years to figure this out. I mean, it's been, well, actually more than that. I think who was the football player? Ed O'Bannon. No, it was the basketball player. Ed O'Bannon from UCLA. They used his picture on EA Sports, and he didn't get anything for it. And that was a lawsuit. They fought that tooth and nail. I think they ended up, I don't know if they won, or I don't know what the end was, but it wasn't what Ed O'Bannon wanted for college athletes, and it definitely was in favor of the NCAA. But that's kind of where we're at with all of this, is that the NCAA is a big machine. And like I said, the Board of Governors are presidents and upper level people in these institutions that make a lot of money off sports. They don't like it. They don't like the fact that money that they get for their precious things that they love is coming from sports because they don't want sports there. But it does. And I don't know what you do. This is what I do know. And I would say this to him, and I would say it to three of them. I don't get to talk to Gary Barta very much, but I know that if you took Brian Harden, you took David Harris, and you took Jamie Pollard, and you sat them in a room with other like-minded individuals and said, this is the problem, this is where we need to get to, fix it. I don't care if you have to fix 25% of it now, 50% of it then, 75%, but fix it. Figure out a way that we can get people on the same page. We don't need everybody. I don't need to drag everybody with me. I need a high percentage. And let's fix it. Because I've listened to these guys get through COVID, how they got through COVID, and what they did to save their programs and not cut and do all this. And Brian Harden playing all of his sports and David Harris playing all their sports at the same time in the cold and doing it and making it work. And Jamie Pollard doing all of this, not giving in on all the upgrades he was making and doing all that. Stick these guys in a room with other like-minded people and get it done. And that's what you need to do. Quit looking for the NCAA. Quit looking for the United States government to fix a problem that we have intellectually unbelievable people. Bring in kids, bring in student athletes, and make it all work. It can't be that hard, but it will be, because that's the way. It's doing nothing is much easier than doing something sometimes, and that's why we get behind. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. My next segment's going to be all happy talk. I've got Kevin O'Hare. I've got Caitlin Clark. Are you kidding me? This is Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way. We'll be right back with our guest next.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope you all had a great day. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. We're just going to get right into this next interview. It's a Monday, so Kevin O'Hare usually is on here. I give Kevin a quick text and say, hey, you got time today? And he's like, yeah, I got a surprise for you, though. And I'm like, okay. Surprises from Kevin can be a wide variety. This one was pretty cool. We have a special guest with us. It is Caitlin Clark. She is at CaitlinClark22 on Twitter. He is at KOHare55 on Twitter. She just got done working out with him, and they told me a story that Kevin's up on shooting. Here's the difference, Kevin, is you're not shooting with anybody guarding you. I know you're good doing that, but I know she's good with someone guarding her as well.
I used to be good with somebody guarding me, Gary. I promise.
That's a lie. That is a lie.
You're getting old, buddy. You know, so that happens. But I thank you, Kevin, and I thank you, Caitlin, for coming on. Caitlin, quite a year. You have to be extremely happy. You know, I talk about this on the show, that the Iowa Connecticut game, one of the most watched television games, men or women. I mean, that's a huge deal. That's what you and Paige have going. And I know that, you know, you didn't sign up for that. You know, you wanted to play basketball. I've seen you want to play basketball since you were in eighth grade, or even before then, but I didn't know you before then. But there are people looking up to you guys to move the women's basketball to a whole new level. Are you up for that kind of challenge?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's kind of just been the whole focus, like, especially throughout the women's tournament, just seeing all the viewership, things like that. If you went on social media, it was all over social media, not just the Iowa Connecticut game, but even after that, and just the excitement surrounding it. And I think it helped that there were some more upsets this year in the women's tournament. There really hasn't been that in the past. I think we saw 13 upset of 4 and things like that. And I think that's just kind of the excitement that people want to see. And that's what March Madness is really all about. So I think that helped too.
I wanted to ask you before we jump on. I saw this. It came up today. I follow Iowa Tech, both boys and girls. There's an eighth grade girl there right now. Her name is Ava Sedecker. Is that right?
I think it's Ava Zediker. Yeah, I've heard of her.
Zediker. I watched. So she had some game from this past weekend. She is a young Caitlin Clark. See, that's what you're doing. You're making these young girls work their butts off and get better. Even at that, I mean, she's dribbling with both hands. She's going to the basket with both hands. She's an eighth grader. Not everybody can do that. I've taught eighth grade boys that couldn't do that. So you have to be.
Yeah, I don't know if I can. I can even do that. What do you think, Kevin? The left hand is still a work in progress.
You know, Kev, you've been training for a while with her, from a few years ago to now. What's the biggest difference?
Confidence and mindset. And, you know, and you say confidence, how does one of the better players in the country not have confidence? She's always had confidence. So it's just how you kind of look at confidence. You know, she would admit it. She's had plenty of struggles in the gym that we work at way back in her day. And just to see her come from then to now, I mean, it's insane. But she was a bomb, head case, ready to explode after any miss or any turnover or when she was younger. And now, again, it rolls off, and she knows that she's put the work in, so she can always rely on her work ethic and all the time that she spent. So confidence and mindset is through the roof.
Caitlin, you're getting ready to leave to go to Colorado. Couple of questions. One, what did it feel like to get to be chosen to go and try out? And two, what would it mean to you to make the team?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get invited to do anything like USA, I think that's just a huge honor. You're getting coached by some of the greatest coaches. I mean, it's an honor for them, too, to be chosen. Obviously, there's only three for my age group that'll get picked. And it's the UCLA coach is the head coach. And then there's Georgia and South Dakota State that'll be the assistants. So it's some of the best that you're getting coached by. And you're representing your whole country. So I think that's just one of the biggest honors. And to go and make the team is my biggest goal. That's my plan. I'm going there to prove my skills and make the team. And I think that's just my mindset going in. And I'm excited more than anything.
Once again, we're talking to Kevin O'Hare. He's at KOHare55. And Caitlin Clark. She is at Caitlin Clark 22. Tell the audience what Coach Lisa Bluder and Coach Jan Jensen's like.
Oh, they're amazing. They're super down-to-earth people, but I think what I really appreciate about them is just they always push me to get better. They don't take it easy on me in any aspect, and I think that's what I really love about them. They'll always point out my weaknesses, things I can do better, and they know that there's so much more room for me to improve, so much more room for me to get better, and we always talk about that's what's so exciting. Like, I have three more years here, and just to see that growth and for what's to come for us is really exciting and something to look forward to for sure.
Kevin, before I ask this of Caitlin, I'll ask it of you. When she was getting ready to go to the University of Iowa, did you think Lisa Bluder was going to hand her the keys and say, you need to run this team and go? Was that your expectation?
Yeah, so I thought that she would do that. I did not think she would back away as much as she has from Caitlin, but I think Caitlin's allowed her to do that, obviously, with her play and coming in. But, you know, again, I don't think any of us, Caitlin included, would have saw what took place last year happen. I mean, she was obviously phenomenal, and the more the year went on, the better she got, and I think it's a lot easier for Coach Bluder just to step back a little bit and let her do what she does.
Caitlin, what were your expectations?
I remember being in the gym downstairs and just talking to Kevin. I'm like, how many points do you think I'm going to average? And you're like, maybe like 15, 6 assists, 5 assists. Like, that's what we kind of, like, agreed on, like, whatnot, and so to do what I did is kind of like, and I'm one of those people that sets my goals pretty high. And obviously in high school, like, I scored the ball like I did, but just going to play with better players, people that could score the ball, I didn't know if I would have to do that or if I would do that as much. But I think in our offense, we just score so many points. So it just allowed me to use that part of my game. And that's what part of my game is the best. So, but I think what's the most important is just the assist numbers that I got out there. And I think I was over 7 assists by the end of the year. So obviously having Monica Sonano inside and pretty much making about every shot she takes helps those numbers. But I mean, looking at the year, it's definitely amazing. I think a lot of people counted us out, and we have so much to look forward to, and there's going to be a lot of hype around us next year.
the chemistry that you have with her is pretty amazing, though. She knows where to go. You know where to get her the ball. That's so important. I'm going to tell the audience here a couple of things about Caitlin I bet they didn't know. One is she could have went anywhere she wanted to play soccer as well as basketball. She was so much fun. Imagine her the same thing on the basketball court. She was that in soccer. She was amazing to watch. The second thing is, and I've said this all along to anybody that would listen to me, you get more excited about making a no-look pass or just getting a teammate a bucket than you do scoring. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, I think especially, I don't know if you were watching that game versus Central Michigan. I'm sure you were watching that behind the back to Monica. Oh, yeah. Like, that was one of the most fun plays all season. And then seeing her react, and honestly, those are the plays that get the bench hype when you have a great pass that leads to a great shot or a great and one. So I take a lot of pride in that, and I think that's a great part of my game, and I think that's what gets the crowd excited, some fancy passes. Maybe they lead to turnovers sometimes, but they're fun to do.
Turnovers are okay. You could have four turnovers as long as you have four steals, right, Kevin?
That's right.
That's a zero net gain. You're right in there. That's fine. Lexi transferring from Iowa State up to Iowa. Excited?
Yeah, I'm excited for Kylie to get there. I mean, I think I played with her at an AAU, and I think what she's going to bring is going to be huge for us. Athletic, can score the ball, can just do so many different things with it. She'll defend. And I think more than anything, she's just going to fit into our offense well. She's one of those players that just plays off her teammates well. So I think she's going to fit in perfectly, and more than anything, she's going to add depth for us in competition. And I think that's something you want all the time, especially in practices.
Here's one of these things, and once again, we're talking to Caitlin Clark. She is at Caitlin Clark 22 and Kevin O'Hare at Kevin O'Hare 55. Here's one of the things I hate to do to you, but after watching you play this year, with some of the inequality that happened at the NCAA tournament, one of the things, and Kevin and I have talked about this, that just irks me the most is that women's NCAA can't use March Madness. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. But the simple fact that things aren't the same, the way you play and the way you act and respond to things, along with Paige and some others, and there's a lot of them, and I agree with you, there's so much talent there. You guys are going to be asked by a lot of people to lead this march to try to get, you know, equality in men's and women's sports, but then even more to get name, image, and likeness and equality in that. Is that something that you are willing to do, even though you're a student athlete and I get everything that you have to do, is that something you're willing to step up and help with?
Yeah, for sure. I think me and Paige, especially being so young, I've always said, like, this is our future for the next 3 years. So why not take charge, take lead, and be a voice there for people and help learn and educate. And I think there's a lot of people, especially regarding NIL, I just think there's so much learning and education that needs to go on just because so many people don't know the ins and outs of it. A lot of people think it's the university giving the student athletes money, and I think that's the biggest reason why people are like, no, no, no. And, I mean, it's not. It's the complete opposite. So, but, yeah, I think that it's going to be huge for us to step up and lead our, and use our voices the best we can.
And, Kevin, that's something that, you know, doesn't come around very often for young student athletes. And she's lucky enough to have someone like Jordy Bohannon coming back for another year, who is all willing to, for all of you that know Jordy, he's all willing to fight against the NCAA, and I'm right there with him. Kevin, I mean, it's just something that needs to happen, right? You can't go on the way we're doing it. These universities, you know, the NCAA can't make billions of dollars and not see that, so these kids can't even go out to dinner with their parents on a weekend that they're up in Iowa City.
Yeah, no, I agree, and it's going to happen. And it sounds like, you know, Mark Emmert, they're talking about, you know, July 1st to be a day of recognition and stuff like that. I feel bad for whoever makes these decisions because I have to listen to this girl all the time, and she's going to be just too much, a handful, her and, again, the Jordy Bohannons and the other people that are fighting for the women's side of things. And, you know, Kevin Durant just came out and did a partnership with somebody for just for women or something along those lines. I mean, they've got the backing from a lot of people, as they should, and this will take off here real soon, I think.
And I think because of Caitlin and because of Paige, and I love the way, Caitlin, that you said, and many more, and there are many more. Ashley Jones over at Iowa State, amazing. You know, just how you guys are and where you're at in women's basketball. It's, you know, the fact that you're willing to step up and do that, because that's what it's going to take. And after watching the NCAA tournament and watching games, not only do you have players that are willing to do that, I saw some amazing coaches, and they get it too. And I would love to go fight with some of these coaches. And with that, I wanted to ask you one more question. Jenny Bronchek leaving Drake, going to Oklahoma. One, were you surprised, Caitlin? And two, do you think that was a great move on her part?
Yeah, I would say I was a little surprised. Obviously, I'm not really in the loop with everything that she does, but I'm surprised. But honestly, I'm super happy for her. I think she's a really good coach. I love the style of play that she's played at Drake. She was honestly super fun to compete against this year. We kind of talked a little in the middle of the game when I was down by her bench a little, but I think it was a good move. I think her system will fit well there. I think she'll attract really good players, especially great offensive players that want to play in her system, because she's a very offensive-minded coach, and who doesn't want to play for a coach like that? So, I mean, I still attract the right players, and I think that was a good move for her. And I really see her bringing back Oklahoma basketball to where it was. I know they have dropped off a little in the past few years, but they have been great, and I think she's going to do amazing there.
I think that means, Kevin, she doesn't want to play for you.
Hey, Gary, you'll be happy to know, and so will all the Iowa listeners out there, that this week, we spend some time on defense, so she's going to take some of that back to Iowa City with her.
There you go. Defensively, as long as she's getting steals, that's what she needs to do. We got about a minute left. Here's the really, I think, a cool thing for you, Caitlin, is, you know, your future. If you want to play in the WNBA, if that's one of your goals, you have some outstanding role models that are up there right now, who are looking at you and Paige and a lot of other people in college basketball and giving you advice and telling you to fight. That has to make you feel, I mean, those are the greatest basketball players in the world, and they actually know who you are and know what you're doing and what you're capable of, and they're willing to help you push this as far as you want to go.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I think the WNBA pays a close attention to the women's college game for sure. And I think you saw that throughout the tournament. They were tweeting about it. They had it on some SportsCenter stuff, things like that. And I mean, they've been around the game for a long time. They know what it takes. They've been trying to push female athletics more and more and more. And I think they know the younger faces are really going to help. So, but just seeing them hearing their recognition is honestly a huge honor. And it's something really cool to see.
All right, you too. Kevin, I appreciate everything and love having you on the show. Caitlin, just great luck. You know how much I care about you and want to see you succeed, so have fun.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us on.
Thanks for having us, Gary.
You bet. Talk to you later. Kevin O'Hare, Caitlin Clark. That's why you can see the NCAA is in good hands, and so is the future. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. I get the last segment. I'm going to talk about this segment right after the break.
ARP and the Ad Council.
Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Monday. Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Want to thank Zach Steenblock for coming in and talking sports with me today. Sean Bach talking Iowa Hawkeyes. Kevin O'Hare and Caitlin Clark coming in and getting to relive a little bit about this year. I meant what I said. NCAA basketball is in a good place, and she's in a good place, and she's gonna. It's gonna be so much fun to watch. She's just. It's a totally different person. You just see the confidence and or not see. You can hear the confidence, and you know, everything that goes with being a college athlete at, and especially at a Power Five school that you have to go out and do interviews and you have to go out and do all that, and how you, you know, everybody picks apart everything that you say, and great job. And Kevin, thanks for making that happen. And Caitlin, thanks for your time. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports or at 1700 The Champ, Facebook at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. I will have Friday's podcast downloaded hopefully tomorrow before the show, and I'll try to get this one as well. And then start working my way backwards. Once I get better at it, I can probably do more than one an hour. It's just a lot of moving around on the computer screen and back and forth. So I'm trying my best, folks. And sponsors, BetMGM, sports bet app. You go out, you go to your app store, download BetMGM, enter your information, and state of Iowa, you can only gamble. It's really funny. As soon as you even start getting close to the state lines, it starts to shut down. That's how they're watching this. And I'm going to, as soon as I do a couple others, I'm going to tell you what we're kind of looking at for sports betting. I also want to thank Northwest Bank. You can finance your new car or truck or motorcycle, boat, RV, or refinance from another financial institution. And you can receive 1% of your loan as cash back up to $250. They have two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. Here's what I know. Great employees, great bank, everything you need. That's all you need. Tell them Steen sent you. Go in, visit, open up an account. And there you go. Northwest Bank, member FDIC, and Built Bar. This was my weekend. So I did a little of all of this. I did a little bit of walking in the morning, a little bit of yard work in the afternoon. I played a quick 18 holes, did some stuff. I did need some energy, and I needed a quick snack. And I got that with Built Bar. 9 amazing flavors covered in chocolate, filled with 17 grams of protein with only 130 calories. Built Bar is for the health conscious while still tasting great. Low in sugar, high in protein. Go to BuiltBar.com and order yours. Use CHAMP10, get 10% off your order. Your taste buds will love you for it. It is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, or as I like to say, it's a high five for your mouth. Thank you to the sponsors of this show. It makes everything possible. Quickly, I have my bets. I have Red Sox money line, Astros money line, Padres money line, and the over, which was 9.5. I have the Giants money line as well with over of 7. NBA, I have the Pacers minus 8.5, the Wizards plus 8 against the Hawks. I have over in that game at 236.5. That could be a 250 game, or because I just bet the over, it'll be a 199 game. I have the Grizzlies over the Pelicans, minus 9. I have the Bucks over the Spurs by minus 7. The Jazz Warriors, I have the Jazz minus 3 and an over of 226.5. We'll see how we did. I have my best. I was 4-6 the first time I bet. And I was 9-1 on the last time I bet. So we'll see where we're at today. It is, you know, it's a Monday. It's a Monday after Mother's Day. And once again, I hope all the moms out there had a great day. Hope everybody took care of you and all that. I also hope that you got a chance, and I promise I'll get the podcast out as soon as I can. I hope you had a chance to get to listen to the moms and answers on a bunch of topics. I mean, we talked about a lot of different things, and they gave you a lot of different opinions. And I thought it was really fun. Some of my friends won't believe me when I say this, but I actually like it when I get to hear other people's opinions beside my own. Yes, Scotty Dog, I do love my opinion, but I also like other people's opinions. So it's fun to hear them. I think for me, I think one of the people that enjoyed it the most, because she was sitting across me, Jennifer just had a big smile on her face the whole time. Because, I mean, she got to add things, but she got to listen and just hear everybody. They're all very close friends, and just to hear the things that they had to say and just more places that we can build on that. And as always, thank you, Tiff. Tiff makes it possible because she has a great phone line that can have a bunch of people on there, so it sounds crystal clear. And that's, you know, that makes everything all that much better. So, we do have, with the horse racing, we do have a little bit of cancel culture in this country now. And, you know, everybody's looking for you to mess up so they can kind of drag you down. And I don't know if horse racing gets to do that. It's a multi-million dollar asset to these guys. I don't want to hear that, well, we left her alone and somebody must have done something. I guarantee you didn't leave her alone. I mean, I just don't understand. It's worth too much money. It's like race car teams leaving their doors wide open and leaving their cars in there. They're not doing that. They're too expensive. It's their assets. I just have a hard time. You know what? Here's the one thing I know. It's not the horse's fault. So then we got to figure out whose fault it is. And then people need to be punished for it. That's simple. Very simple way to take care of this is somebody needs to be punished. And it's not the horse. So, and from the way it sounds, it's not the people that won money on the bet. And it is people who had horse number two who won the race without cheating, but they don't get their money. So that'll seem kind of strange. Here's a really funny article today on Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson for two totally different reasons. Deshaun Watson had some really disturbing things come up about him and getting massages from females. Don't know if they're true. Haven't been any charges. It's just people suing him for money. If he settles all these cases out on their own and the NFL looks at all this and says, listen, there was nothing brought up. No charges were filed. We can't see any of the cases. We can't open them up. We can't do anything. If he's paying these gals off, it's going to be, you know, I pay, everybody's quiet, nobody gets to talk about it. If Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers are both available to every team in the NFL, how many teams pick Rodgers, not knowing if they're going to get him, but if you had to, if your team and you said, you have to pick between one of these two players, which one are you taking? Deshaun Watson's a lot younger. Deshaun Watson's had a couple of years that have been as good, if not better, than Aaron Rodgers. Before this happened, there were 8, 9, 10 different teams trying to get Deshaun Watson. Does that change now? Part of me hopes that it does change because these are some pretty disturbing things, but I also think everybody makes mistakes. He's not going to get charged for any of this. We weren't there. It's private matters. I don't know what you do, but who would you take if you're just basing it on football and what I have to give up and what I get in return? I'm taking Deshaun Watson because I get years. I mean, he's young and I get years. If you take Aaron Rodgers, here's the one thing I do know. Aaron Rodgers, even though he has a chip on his shoulder, I don't think is playing to 45 years old like Tom Brady. I think you get 2 years of Aaron Rodgers, maybe three. I don't know. I don't even know if it's three. Who are you taking? I think that's extremely important. Okay. This is why I talked and I got 30 seconds and I need to find it really quick here. Click, click. Sports betting per... Okay, these were the final numbers, top seven states on handle. That means this is the amount of money that was bet in the casino for New Jersey, $860 million. Nevada, $641 million. Illinois, $634 million. Pennsylvania, $560 million. Michigan, $384 million. Indiana, $317 million. Virginia, $304 million. Colorado, $301 million. You don't think sports betting is going to move around the country? Where else are states going to receive percentages of that amount of money? It's coming, folks. Get into it. Understand it. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. I will be back tomorrow. It's a Tuesday. We're going to have a blast. I will see you then.